This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iran denies being involved in a Yemen rebel drone attack targeting two oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. As VOA's Ed Uranian reports, the Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attacks.
Yemen's Houthi militia's military spokesman, Colonel Yahya Saria, claimed responsibility for the drone attacks on Saudi oil facilities and vowed to increase them if Saudi coalition forces continued their strikes on targets inside Yemen. He says that 10 Houthi drones hit two Saudi Aramco oil facilities in the east of the kingdom early Saturday and that they received direct hits. He says the attacks are being dubbed Operation Balance of Terror and are a response to what he called the ongoing crimes of blockade and aggression on Yemen since the Saudi-led coalition began battling the Houthis 5 years ago. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Tunisian voters are heading to the polls today to elect a new president. No less than 26 candidates, representing a wide variety of political affiliations and experience, are on the ballot. This is the country's second democratic presidential election. A stagnating economy and soaring joblessness, however, are reminders that Tunisia's Jasmine Revolution 8 years ago has failed to deliver on its promise. An official in India says a sightseeing boat has capsized on a swollen river in southern India, killing 12 people and leaving 35 others missing. A search operation is underway to try to find the missing people. For all the latest news whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police fired chemical-laced blue water in